Zavim Chet 5, Mishnah 4. So we learned earlier that if a Zav conveys impurity to what he lies on or sits on, like a couch, that only happens if the greater part of his body rests on it. But that's not so if a person carries the Zav or is carried by the Zav. So if a person is carrying or carries the Zav, it's a different halacha. And what is that? It says the Mishnah, Miktsas Tame Al Hatar. If part of one who is impure, meaning the Zav, rests on a pure person, Miktsas Tar Al Hatame, or part of one who is pure, rests on the Zav. So in these cases over here, for example, says the Kati, the finger. If the Zav's finger rests on a pure person, or vice versa, the finger of the pure person rests on the Zav, even if they're separated by a stone or a beam or something like that, so they don't join. So we'll see that it will be impure. It will render the person impure. Chiburei tame al hatar, even if it's just a chiburei, a connective, meaning hair, nails or teeth. So let's say the Zav's got long hair and his hair falls onto the shoulder of a person. That would be the case over here. Chiburei tar al hatama, or the reverse, the hair of the pure person falls on the Zav. So in all of these cases, tame, the person is rendered impure, and the reason being that just the minority of will render impurity. He doesn't have to carry the Zav's whole weight. He can just even carry a bit of the Zav's hair, and he'll be rendered impure. It's talking about carrying without touching again, because if he touches him, he's going to be impure anyway, irrelevant. So this is talking about carrying without touching. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Miktsas Tame Al Hatar. Rabbi Shimon says if part of the one who is impure rests on part of the one who is pure, Tame, then he will be Tame. So for example, if the Zav's finger is on the pure person, then the pure person will be Tame. Well, Miktsas Tar Al Hatame, but if part of the pure person rests on the Zav without touching him, Tahor, then he will remain pure.